Hey, what's going on, friends? I am so glad that you joined us today, and I cannot wait for you to hear this message because I believe it's going to transform your life. We have been walking through a series called Crazier Faith, and listen to me. I believe God has so much more for you in store than you could even imagine, but it takes you learning, listening, and living in crazy faith. And up until this point, it's been good. But I'm telling you, we're going to a whole nother level today. I know someone who just tuned in needs to hear this. It's time to take a hold of the vision he has for your life, and it's time to experience crazier faith. Let's go. They took something that was in my head and that I wrote down and it became a vision, and I started saying it out loud and printing it on jackets and putting it on things and saying it every Sunday. And now it's in a different country where somebody else has adopted the vision to their own lives on a bad quality print. They didn't care because the vision in me the vision in you ain't just for you. What God's placed on the inside of you is not so that you can be good. It's so that others can be able to know what's possible when you get a vision from God. So let me help you understand this. Bring my luggage. I want everybody to look at every area of your life, every area. And I want you to see if you look like you have vision or if there's actually vision in that area of your life. And this is super practical. And next week, I'm taking you to a whole nother level, but I'm just trying to build in the value of vision because you don't need crazy faith for a place that does not have vision. The only reason that I had to believe God is because God had given me a vision for something. And what I'm trying to give you right now is the value of having a vision in every area of your life. Everybody say, every area of my life. Every area of my life. Yeah. So when I look at all this luggage, I'm just trying to recreate what I experienced this past week with my family. This is what it looked like us in the lobby of that hotel. Yep, strollers, wheelchairs, duffel bags, suitcases. Yeah, bring the wheelchair. Yep, that was a struggle. Yep, kids. I asked myself several times, whose kids are these? And four of them were mine. Like, it was just, it was a lot. Dinosaur bags, all kinds of stuff. Yes, this was ridiculous. And the crazy thing that I thought and the picture I got in my head is, what if I prepared for the trip? What if I prepared? I put everything on. We ready to go. My duffel bags, everything ready. Let me get everything. Ah, come on. Come on. Some of the luggage was faulty too. This is what I look like, personally, coming off the plane. But do you know, I spent $1,500 paying for luggage to get to Aruba. Like, now, because of all the stuff that's going on, they don't let you have free luggage, like, that goes under. You got to pay $30 a bag. And if it's over a certain weight, it's $125. Yeah, I almost cussed. Do you know how frustrating it would have been to get to Aruba and open up these suitcases for them to be empty? This is what most of our lives look like. That God says, I'm ready to do something with you, and you look packed. And you look ready. But until I open it up, That's when I see it's actually vacant. And today, I just need to ask you, do you have vacant vision? Everything that I have on has nothing in it. My family, no vision. For my children, yeah, it looks good. Unicorns, imagination, all this other stuff, no vision. Every one of these suitcases has nothing in them. This could be a picture of our church. Family picture. Vacant vision. That's what I'm titling today's message. Because I do believe that there is a void that has to be filled up with vision from God. And if we don't take this seriously, we end up wasting the faith that God wants us to be able to have. See, when everybody packs, I pack from here. I'm not in Aruba packing. I'm packing in my current situation. See, I don't pack for the season I'm in. I pack for the weather I'm going to. I don't pack. I'm trying to help somebody get the importance of a vision. I don't pack for the location I'm in. I pack for the location I'm going to. I don't pack for the time zone I'm in. I pack for the time zone I'm going to. I don't pack for the culture that is around me. I pack for the culture I'm going to. I don't pack for this place. I pack for the prophetic vision that God has given me. And my question to you is, why is the vision vacant? Why is it empty? Why when somebody asks you about what God wants to do in the next 2 years of your life, you say stuff like, I don't even think that far. I got too much going on. Hold on. Vision is valuable. Write this down in a point. Vision is prepared from here, not there. I'm preparing for what transformation is going to be, not from here. I am preparing for the level, let me just say it right now. Part of the vision that God told me when we started this church is that Transformation Church would be multi-ethnic, multi-generational, multiplying, and then it's this last one that's been on my nerves, multi-campus. I have fought that with everything in my being. Because he's done the multi-generational. He's done the multiplying. He's done the multi-ethnic. But the multi-campus, do we really got? I like Tulsa. I like right here. But God said, I need you to start packing right now. Y'all missed it. I need you to start packing right now for where I'm about to take you. So slowly but surely, I came back and told my team, I was like, y'all, get ready. We're going into a different season. Get ready. I gotta start preparing the teams differently. We gotta start thinking differently. We gotta think outside the box of just opening the building. Could the prophetic pause that God put us in be the very thing that we needed to start getting ready to see the next thing? God's saying, fill it up wherever it's vacant, wherever there's nothing, wherever you have not gotten a prophetic vision. Somebody say, fill it up. I may not even use it in the next season, but I will be caught with more than enough than not enough. Y'all don't hear me. We may not see. I need to stop yelling. But somebody say, fill it up. This is prophetically what your life should look like in this next season. I'm going to the rack of revelation. Whatever you want, I'm going to bring it before you in intercession. And God, I'm going to fill the places of my life with the vision that you give, I'm gonna fill my kids' lives with vision of who they can be in the future. I'm not gonna let them sit here and deal with the same devils I dealt with all my life. They gonna have a different vision. I'm prophetically doing this, but this is what's about to start happening. I'm not gonna stay here and deal with these traumas and never be delivered. And then what I don't actually confront gets passed on. No, devil, we are about to actually do something about this. What should happen is that wherever you have vacant vision should get so filled up that when it comes time to close it. See, when I really pack, you don't just close it. Hold on. But then, God, you say, what? Oh, see, so some of y'all got the vision 6 years ago, and you thought he was done speaking. But God's saying to you, I got more for you. You heard one part of it. You saw one part of the journey. But I got something else for you that I want to do about your business, about your family, about your emotional health, about your spiritual health, about your forgiveness.
How alive is your faith? Is your faith dead and dormant, or is it crazier than ever? In Pastor Mike Todd's new series, Crazier Faith Volume 2, Pastor Mike reveals that God wants to take you beyond your belief and into a life of crazy faith. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn that if you can supply the faith, God will show up with outlandish next-level favor. In this no-holds-bar conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith is not about where you start in your faith journey. It is where you find yourself after you've taken diligent steps to exercise baby step faith. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith starts inside your mind with your imagination. By using your imagination, just like Abraham, God will give you a vision for your future. Pastor Mike reminds us that imagination is the engine of your faith, and God wants you to imagine a life of the impossible. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, Crazier Faith Volume 2, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 2 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-238-0802 or go to tbn.org/crazier2 to order. Call 1-800-238-0802 or go online right now.
When you get God's vision in there, some of y'all are going to need help being able to carry all the things that God has placed in you. You know why we have such a great team at TC? Because the vision that God has given me is bigger than what I can carry by myself. See, any smart person would come and say, just get another bag. And I would if I had somebody willing to carry it. But many of us do everything we can with our own vision because we haven't found anybody else that's willing to actually carry their part of the vision too. Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things that I've been sitting here and I've been reflecting on how good God has been to give me people to link arms with who our visions aligned. Like he told them something in California, but told me something in Tulsa, and told them something in Colorado, and told them something up the street, but we never met before. And God's linking people to be able to carry vision together because it's bigger than me and it's bigger than we. It is what God wants to do in the earth right now. And he's looking for people who would actually get vision, write it down, and be willing to say, the area of my finances is vacant, but God, will you fill it up? Somebody say, fill me up.
Fill me up.
Say it again, fill me up.
Fill me up.
Hold on. Brent, come sit on this with me, bro. This is what having the right people in your circle looks like. This is last week's message. It's having a circle of faith, because can you use it from that side? Okay, use it from that side. Hold on. Get in front, Brent. Get in front, because now I'll put my whole body weight on it. Okay, and you close it up. Okay, you got it? Okay, cool. It looks the same. It looks exactly the same as it did when it was empty. But until you, there's some weight on it. There's some weight. When you get a vision from God, I can say it and you can say it. But when you put something, there's some weight on it. And what God is saying is that He wants you to get a vision so that His weight or His glory can be a part of your life. We had one bag on this trip. The limit was 55 pounds. There was one bag on this trip that my beautiful, wonderful, amazing wife packed. That was 82 pounds. It cost me $230 going and coming back. But what she said to me messed me up. It was all Gia's stuff, our new baby. She said, "Michael, everything in that bag is essential." And when she, now I don't know all the little cleaning products and all of the little things and the zippies and the wrappers and the different, but it was heavy as hell. It's heavy. But when she looked at me, because she packed the bag, and she had a clear vision of our baby at the beach and our baby in a hotel room without all of the amenities. She had put herself in a different country, sitting in our bedroom, and she knew when she said that to me, everything in there is essential. I said, "Here's my card, woman. Swipe the thing, take the bag." Why? Because the vision that she had brought clarity to how everybody else responded to it. Some of you have been dealing with stuff because you had no clarity to the vision. You're having conversations about stuff that you're not even supposed to be talking about right now because there's no clarity to the vision. Let me just finish. My wife, what she did is what I'm asking everybody to do. See it before you see it. This week, put on a blindfold. Or close your eyes. I just got to go extreme. And I put on a blindfold, and then I just start calling out areas of my life. Where am I spiritually a year and a half from now? See it before you see it. Where do you work a year from now? How much money's in the bank a year from now? Who are you helping a year from now? Yeah. Scratch that. It ain't even got to be a year from now. It can be a month from now. Yeah. What are you doing about your health next week? See it before you see it. When you start walking like this, I promise you, if you make space, God will give you a vision. If you make space, God will give you a vision. Who are you serving? How are you making a difference? Who is being helped by the words God gives to you? Where are you sharing your testimony? See it. You're riddled with anxiety right now. You would never share what's going on. But see yourself standing up boldly and confidently. Saying, "You know what, yeah, I used to be on every pill that was imaginable for 6 years. I could not go into social settings without having a drink. And afterwards, I needed a week to..." Like, see yourself telling your testimony. See it. See yourself standing up in front of your family saying, "I forgive all of you. I have been holding a grudge and a burden against all of you for the past 9 years. And today, my Christmas present to all of you is to let you know that I have released you of the debt. I love you. I believe in you. And I want to start a better relationship with you from here. Right now, that for somebody, that literally makes your stomach turn. But see it. See it before it happens. This is what vision is. It is being able to see what God has in the future before you ever see it in your present. I didn't say sight, because sight is what I see with my eyes open. But vision is what I see with my eyes closed. This week, set aside time and see what God has for you in the future, and then make it a vision and do what? Write it down. 1 Corinthians 2:9. That is what the scripture means when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love. It's already prepared. Why don't you just ask God to show you? It's not like there's some conjuring that you have to do and some dance and some perfect. Ask me. Ask me for vision and I'll give it to you.
How alive is your faith? Is your faith dead and dormant, or is it crazier than ever? In Pastor Mike Todd's new series, Crazier Faith Volume 2, Pastor Mike reveals that God wants to take you beyond your belief and into a life of crazy faith. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn that if you can supply the faith, God will show up with outlandish next-level favor. In this no-holds-bar conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith is not about where you start in your faith journey. It is where you find yourself after you've taken diligent steps to exercise baby step faith. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith starts inside your mind with your imagination. By using your imagination, just like Abraham, God will give you a vision for your future. Pastor Mike reminds us that imagination is the engine of your faith, and God wants you to imagine a life of the impossible. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, Crazier Faith Volume 2, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 2 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-238-0802 or go to tbn.org/crazier2 to order. Call 1-800-238-0802 or go online right now.
The Bible is very clear. Without vision, people perish. That means God wanted something to live there that is not living because there was no vision. And I truly believe this is one of the most important things in Crazier Faith. God wants to impart a vision in your life, on your heart, and He's going to take you beyond what is comfortable, beyond what you think is possible, beyond what even is natural. But that's where faith starts. Faith begins where understanding ends. And this is where God wants you to grab a hold of a vision and never let go and be able to live it out in real life. Y'all, I am telling you, God is about to start downloading to you. Get a pen and a paper. Keep your recorder close, because after this message, God is going to start showing you your future. He's going to give you prophetic vision. He's going to show you what is to come. And your responsibility is to write it down and make it plain, because the vision will come to pass. I'm telling you, I'm excited for what is about to come to pass in your life, because I'm telling you, we will not have vacant vision. If you want to learn more about the principles of crazy faith, I want you to get my brand new book, Crazy Faith. It's only crazy until it happens. And this is the real life journey of how God took us from the hood of Tulsa with no resources and now has blessed us beyond measure to where we're blessing our community, the city, and I dare say the entire world. God is no respecter of persons, and He wants to do the same thing in your life. So you need to get crazy faith today. Friends, I am so excited for what God is doing in all of our lives as we're on this journey of crazier faith. You do not want to miss one sermon in this series. Not even one. I'm telling you why. Because it's going to transform not just your life, but your family's life, your friend's life, your job. And I know that God has a huge future in front of you. Until next time, go out and live a transformed life. I will.